Tonight we're going to discuss an oldie but a goodie. Not too many chedushim tonight. We're going to say over a well-known sugya, and that is the sugya of soap on Shabbos. In this week's parsha, at the end, we are told again, we are reminded again for the third or the fourth time about the malachas of Shabbos in the end of Parshas Kisisa. So we'll use this opportunity to talk about a classic sugya, go through some of the highlights. I don't have an Amar Makoma sheet because we're going to kind of jump around a lot, but we're going to hit all the big ones and come out with hopefully a real understanding of what the issues are regarding soap and the famous discussion and the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein about liquid soap as well. And then, because there still is coronavirus, we might as well tie it in somehow. We'll talk about hand sanitizer as well. So let's begin. The Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph counts the 39 malachos, as we are well familiar with. And amongst the 39 malachos is the malacha of memachik. Memachik is smoothing out an animal hide by scraping off the hair. And the Gemara there in Daf Ayin Hey explains that when one who rubs the hide between the pillars on Shabbos, they would have these pillars where they would place the skin between the pillars and rub it between them. So you're chai from memachik when you rub off the hairy side of the hide. And a person who spreads, example, says the Gemara, a bandage on a wound on Shabbos is chayv for mamachik as well, spreading it out. And the Rashi there in Erev and Daf Kuf Beis says that the malacha is smoothing out the holes of the bandage, making sure the bandage sits very nicely and clean on the arm. The Piskei Arid says the malacha is the smoothing of the bandage over the wound, not the bandage itself, but rather smoothing it over the wound. And this is all brought lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch. You can look it up in your Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Chav Ches. In Sif Chaf Hei, and the Mishabura there as well, writes that if the bandage falls off on Shabbos, it is usher to replace it, lest you smooth it out on violate the malach of Doraisa of Memachek. Now, that's sugya number one. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav, that's what we just said before, is the Av Malacha. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav says that it's also usher to seal the hole of a barrel with wax, because it would be memareach. What's memareach? Rashi says that it's usher mishum memachik. It is a tolda of memachik. Memareach is an extension of that, meaning you're chai v'chatas with memareach, smoothing a substance out, because it's a tolda of the malach of smoothing out skins. And the Sefer Noam Shabbos writes that memachik is the av malacha, which is about smoothing the skins by removing the hair, and the malacha is done by removing the rough surface. That's memachik, removing a rough surface. But memareach is the tolda, the malach of smoothing out the material itself. Not the same thing. Memachik is smoothing out the rough side of something. Memareach is smoothing out the material itself. So the Gemara, three places in Shas, and the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yadalid and the Mishnah Berurah there explained that min haTorah you violate memareach when you smooth and you spread out something that is meant to be smeared. However, when it comes to oil that is not memareach min haTorah, and it's only asumi derabanan to spread out a very thick oil, that's a gzeira, a rabbinic law against spreading out something which is thick like wax. The gzeira was only with thick oils where it can be spread. But if something is not thick, then it's mutzer. So, lamaisa, we are left with three categories, three levels. It is asur min haTorah to take something thick and spread it out. We're talking, you know, Play-Doh, chapstick, wax, you know, the wax that they put on the kids' braces, things like that, so it doesn't cut them, all that stuff. To spread that out is memareach min haTorah. The middle category is something probably in the realm of creams. It's not thick and it's not hard, but it's thick enough that it's asur midrabanan. That's asur midrabanan, something like a cream. And then mutter is something that is very viscous. Viscous is that it means it's slow or fast. I think it means that it's slow. So something that's very viscous, that it doesn't move very quickly, so then that would be mutter. If it moves very quickly, something that runs almost like water, that would be mutter 100%. So let's talk about applying of liquids. The Mishnah Shabbos Kufir Aleph and the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Zayin say that it is mutter to anoint oneself with oil on Shabbos, and it is not memareach. The issur of putting lotions or liquids on the body is only if it is for a refuah, for healing, but on itself there's no problem putting something on. However, there's no issur of memareach at all when it comes to very thin oils. So the Tosefta in Shabbos in the sixth parak speaks about something called an isplenus. An isplenus in English is something called a poultice. A poultice is some type of like a thin bandage that goes over a wound. It falls off on Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef says that it can be put back on Shabbos because it's so thin and the oil is so light that it's not applicable to Memareach. However, there's a different Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos in Kochav Aleph says that if there was spittle on the ground, somebody spit on the ground on Shabbos, it's usher to knowingly rub it into the ground because that would be Memareach. However, it's mutter to walk over it without intention, lefi tumo, meaning I don't have to be so careful about it. If I'm walking over by, without paying attention to it, that's fine to rub it into the ground. Now, this is what Rashi, the Ran, the Orchos Chaim, the Ravan of Lunel writes, and the Shulchan Aruch and Shinta Zayin. Apparently, there is an Isser of Memareach with spittle, which is not thick. And this is the understanding of the Prima Gadim. That's what it says. So if it's There's to knowingly go and rub in spit into the ground, even if it's not thick, would be a problem. So we should be asking ourselves a question. Why is spit usher to rub? Because of Memareach. Clearly, spit is not a thick substance. That's not what the Gemara was talking about before. Why is spit usher to rub into the ground? So says Rav Yitzhak Rubin in his Orach HaShabbos in Perek Yud Zayin, he explains that the spit that's being spoken about got mixed into the dirt, and it became thick, and now rubbing it more would be memareach. However, regular spit doesn't have an issue with memareach. That's approach number one. And the Shalma Yonason, which is a modern classic on the Melachos on Shabbos, writes in Shinta Zayin, that it's only usher to spread out spit if it is mixed with phlegm, so it's thick. Not to be too gross about it, but that is the thing that would be usher. So again, we still come halacha l'maisa, but derech klal, thin substances are fine to be spread out. Okay, well, if this is the case, well, let's talk about soaps and creams. The Ramah writes in Shin Chaf Vav, this is where our sugya is going to be for the rest of the evening, in Shin Chaf Vav 326 Sif Yud, section 10. The Ramah says that it is usher to wash your hands with soap. If by using the hard soap, it will smooth it out. And the Ramah considers this to be nolad. Why is it nolad? Well, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Lamed that this is comparable to the other place in the Shulchan Aruch, where it's prohibited to crush snow because of nolad. So now, paint for yourself an image in your head. Snow you crush and the water comes out. Soap, you rub the bar of soap and suds come out. It's the same nolad. You're recreating a substance that wasn't there before. So that's the understanding of the Ramah, why you can't make soap. You can't use hard soap on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham cites those who are leaning against the Ramah, and they understand that this is not nolad, because soap can never really become a liquid. It's always going to be suds. It's not going to be a liquid in its classical form, and that's the pin of the Shilta Giborim. So what are we supposed to understand here with soap, and what's the issue going on in our situation? So the Tiferes Yisrael, whose fame comes from the Mishnayos, the Tiferes Yisrael writes, in his Kalkelas HaShabbos, the Tiferet Yisrael Lipschitz wrote an introduction to the Melachos of Shabbos called the Kalkelas HaShabbos. And there he writes by the Melach of Lush. He says that our soap, which is soft, is usher according to everyone because it has the Isser Memachik, like wax on a barrel. Now keep that in mind, the way he's describing soap. He says that our soap is soft. And he cites the Meister Okeach on the Ram Hilcha Shabbos Perek Chaf Beis, who says that it's proper to teach people that it's Asur Mida Oraisa to wash with soap on Shabbos because of Memareach and Memachek. And it's the Psik Reish, you're going to smooth it out. And regarding the soft soap that's placed in a tube that we squeeze out to wash hands, it would seemingly be, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Tiferes Yisrael, that it should be Asur. However, comes Rav Chaim Na'a, the famed Posek in Yerushalayim, who we will be invoking more and more as we get closer to Pesach, and we talk about our shiurim, our measurements of revius and how much matzah will always be. Many of us look towards the Rav Chaim Na'a side of the chart, not the Chaznir side of the chart, because we want a little bit less wine, a little bit less matzah. So Rav Chaim Na'a writes in his Ksos HaShulchan, in Simin Kuf Mem Vav, and says Rav Chaim Na'a, he says that soft soaps are mutter. And when it comes to wax on a barrel, what are you doing? You're smoothing it out to make a nice covering on the barrel. You want a nice seal over the barrel with the wax. But when it comes to placing cream on a wound or a bandage, you want to have a nice smooth seal on the area as well. That's what we're finding. We want something, a nice, smooth, clear seal in those situations. There's no intention in smoothing out the creamy soap, though. I'm not thinking that, I really want to make sure the soap gets nice and smooth when I'm washing my hands. No, what I'm really thinking about is, how many more seconds till I sing happy birthday two times? That's really what I'm thinking about. Not how do I want the soap to be smooth. And therefore, says the Ksos HaShulchan, says Rav Chaim Na, there's no intention here to smooth out the soap. You don't want it to be smooth in a nice-looking way. Nobody puts the bar of soap down and says, I really did a nice job, really smoothed out that soap. No one's thinking that. And he's not alone. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says the same thing in the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Yud Dalet. He says it's mutter, and there's no issue of memareach, because it's not your wish or intention to smooth out the soap. And when the Rambam defines memareach, he says that it's about being machlik panav, making it smooth, making the animal skin smooth and nice looking. And this doesn't apply to using a very thick type of soap. In addition, the soap is mixed with water, it becomes thinned out and becomes smeared. Nevertheless, though, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach, after all of that, kidvarim hamutarim shenagu behem iser. Nevertheless, the mitzvah is to be machmer, not to use the hard soaps on Shabbos. Now, we need to talk a little about the type of soaps that were used. Let's take a moment. I'm about to quote from Rabbi David Ribiat in his classic 39 Malachos, also called in some places the Big Gray Monster, for the four very huge volumes. So he writes on page 915, and he says as follows. Says Rabbi Ribiat, he suggests that the old soap referred to by the Tiferes Yisrael was not your bar of dove. That's not what you're talking about. The Tiferes Yisrael is referring to a soft, pliable consistency that changes during the use, and not the hard soap bars that we use today. He says the early day soaps were indeed comparable to the soft wax, and are unlike the hard soaps of today. And those soaps had a very rough surface that would become smoother the more you used it. And since our bars of soap today are smooth, before and after they've been used, says Rabbi Ribiat, why would it be usher to lather with a hard bar of soap? Why would it be memachek? What am I doing? Memachek is about smoothing out a rough surface. But the bar of Dove, or whatever your favorite soap is, was smooth before you started. So he says, I'm not exactly sure why we are machmer to not use a bar of soap nowadays. What are you smoothing out? So he concludes, this is all in his footnote, he says that it could be argued that lathering has the effect of smoothing the surface of the soap bar, or that the smearing of the lather itself on the skin is a form of memareach. But again, he leaves it a bit of a tzarachin, but he says, nevertheless, the minig has been to not use bar soap. He says, I'm not here to make any chidushim. I'm not here to change the world. We don't use bar soap. It's pretty much us, according to almost all opinions. But he says this is the issue. Now, I will note, this is not the point of the shiur, but I will note that Rav Simcha ben Kohn in the Shabbos Home on page 381 raises the same issue, and in the Hebrew footnotes, he cannot list the exact lashon of Rabbi Ribiat, word for word. So clearly he got his source from Rabbi Ribiat, and he took the whole approach from him. But nevertheless, people are raising this question of, you know, the bar of soap. Why is it usser? So for that reason, yeah.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Let's say the Dove bar, the fact that it says Dove, that's imprinted.
Good. So that could be a different malach and memachik, 100%. So Dove's not a good example. I don't know. Whatever your generic hotel, you know.
And what do we do with the issue of Nolad, you know, that you raised before?
Yeah, so that could still be an issue according to the Ramah. But the Magen Avraham said that he doesn't think it's Nolad. He doesn't think that creating of suds is a real issue of Nolad over here. Doesn't agree. But correct, that would still be an issue according to the Ramah. Now, there are some poskim nowadays who do allow the use of bar soap. Lemaisa, Rabbi Abadi, in his Or Yitzchak and Or Chaim Siman Kufay and Dalad, says bar soap is okay. Rav Moshe Halevi writes in the Tefillah of Moshe as well. And Rav Adya Yosef in the Abiyah Omer in Chelek Dalad, And in Chelik Tesor Rechaim Simon Kufchas feels that it's mutter miyakar adin to use a bar soap on Shabbos, but he says it's proper to be machmir. It's proper to be machmir and to not use it. In any case, it is the clear understanding of Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tshuva we're about to learn, Rav Ben Sion Abba Shul in the Orlet Zion, Rabbi Ribiat, the 39 Malachos, Rav Ruben in the Orcha Shabbos, Rav Moshe Mordechai Karpin, Hilcho Shabbos, B'Shabbos, and Perek Nun Dalid, that a bar of soap cannot be used on Shabbos because of Memachek. Now, this is an important hetzer, though. The Yalkut Yosef writes in Shabbos, in our Siman, in Siman Shun Chavav, that if a person is in a situation that for health reasons they must wash their hands and there's only a bar of soap, then it can be used. So I would say, perhaps if we were earlier in coronavirus and a person was in a place where they were, you know, the concern was greater and the only thing they had was a bar of soap, so the Yalkut Yosef says, it would be mutter to rely on those opinions, but makom tzorech for the person who is concerned. Okay, now let's turn to the real controversy of the evening, and that is liquid soap. Your standard push, you know, container of liquid soap. So regarding liquid dish soap or things like that, there is a machlokas aposkim. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be usher to use the bar soap because of nolad, and perhaps, you know, soft creams because of memarech. But what is going on with dish soap or soft pump soap from the bottles? So we're going to lay out three opinions, halacha lamaisa. We're going to go mina katsa la katsa, from the machmir to the lenient opinion. The Rosh HaMedabrim, the leader of the machmir opinions, is Rav Moshe Feinstein. This is probably one of Rav Moshe Feinstein's more famous chumras. People know all of the kulas of Rav Moshe, but this is a famous chumra of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is an Orach Chaim Chelek Alf in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. He says that it is usher to wash with soap and Shabbos and Yantif because it is memachek. It's a memareach. You're going to be spreading it out. It's also usher to use soap that is almost as thin as water, he says, even though many people use it. He doesn't understand why. And why it should be mutter. He says, by washing with the liquid soap, you're making a lot of foam that wasn't there before on the hands. And this is a kind of memareach. And this is different from water oils where there's no memareach at all. And therefore, a Moshe wouldn't use liquid soap in his house. Instead, and this is recorded by B'Shem Rav David Feinstein in the Sefer V'Dibar Tabam and Chelek Aleph, they would fill a basin with water, add soap to the water before Shabbos, and use that. And they would simply, you know, take the water with the soap and wash around, and that's what they would do. The Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos by Malachas Dosh says the same thing as well. It's proper to be machmer. So Rav Moshe, I want to say alone, but he's definitely on an island in the Feinstein family, and we have to ask, you know, the children, the grandchildren of the Feinsteins, what if they still do this? But in the Feinstein home, no liquid soap. Let's go to the middle opinion. The middle opinion is Rav Binyamin Zilber in the Tshuvas Az Nidru and Chelik Yud. He says that it's usher to use liquid soap unless the water is mixed in before Shabbos. You can take mostly, you could have rove majority liquid soap and mix in some water to thin it out. Now, he says it can't be done on Shabbos because it's muksa. He holds that the liquid soap is muksa. So you can't touch it, but it has to be done before Shabbos. So Rav Nissen Karelitz writes in the Chodshani, it's unclear what the percentage is exactly to know when the soap becomes mutter and asr. And therefore, he says you should be machmer not to use liquid soap on Shabbos without mixing in a lot of water first, so the mixture becomes very watery. Rav Shmuel Vazna writes in the Kovetz Mibes HaLevi, in two places, that it's usher to wash dishes on Shabbos with liquid soap, unless you make sure that it's very thin with water. They do say that you can add soap. They agree that the Shmir Shabbos as well, and Rabbi Ribiat say that you can add water to the soap on Shabbos. So in the middle Shita, we'll call the Shitas B'nei Brak, because all the posts come there, we quoted from B'nei Brak, Rav Binyamin Zilber, Rav Nissen Krauss, Rav Shmuel Levi Vosner. In B'nei Brak, liquid soap only if it's been diluted with water. Okay, now what is the minhag in the rest of the world? The minhag in the rest of the world is like the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shmira Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Shin Chavav that you can use liquid soap on Shabbos, as is the Ben Ish Chai Parshas Yisro, as is quoted by the Kaf HaChaim. The Ketzos HaShulchan says in Kuf Mem Vav you can use liquid soap. The Chazon Ish is quoted in the Sefer Ma'aseh Ish. He's from Bnei Brak, but he would use liquid soap on Shabbos, apparently. Rav Yashav writes in the Kovitz Chuvos, in his handwritten Chuvos in Chelak Aleph, in Simon Lamed Ches, and he brings both the issues of Nolad and Memareach, and spreading it out, as they relate to liquid soap. And he cites the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that you can prepare the soap before Shabbos by mixing in the water and washing your hands on Shabbos. And he concludes that it's difficult to understand why Rav Moshe is Machmir, and it's clearly cited in the postgame that it is allowed, and says Rav Yashav, you can use liquid soap on Shabbos. Rav Rubin in the Aruch HaShabbos in Perek Yud Zayin says you shouldn't use bar soap or creamy soaps on Shabbos. However, you can use a liquid soap. And he writes that he saw that Rav Yashav used liquid soap on Shabbos. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Yud Dalid says you shouldn't use bar soap or soap that is very thick like a cream on Shabbos because of molid, perhaps memareach. But you can use liquid soap where there's no issue of memareach and molid for making the suds while washing. This is also the opinion of Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg in the Torah Schaim and Simon Lamed Vav. So Kamar Halacha Lamais, the minhag has been, unless you are a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein or your group in the Feinstein home, or you're in Bnei Brak, the minhag has been to use liquid soap on Shabbos because it is not thick enough to go into that Dirabanan category. It's more towards the liquidy category of the Mutter category. No issue of Nolad because the difference between suds and the soap itself is not such a difference. And that is the minhag halacha lemaisa. We will note that Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Minchas Asher on Corona, which just came out this week. I don't have a copy of it, but I saw it just came out this week. Oh, 600-something pages on coronavirus. So this is already printed earlier in the chuvas that were sent out by PDF. He writes, Hayim mutter l'shtamesh ba'alkogel b'shabbos, can use hand sanitizer on Shabbos. Mutter l'shtamesh ve'en bo chashash memacheg, it is mutter to use it, and there's no issue at all of spreading it out. So we can be sanitized and clean over the course of Shabbos using our liquid soap without any fear.